Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say pretty in Chinese. We have a very pretty person, Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh, 你好.
你好, Xiaolan.
Josh, 你好漂亮.
I don't know if that's the right word to describe me. Maybe it could describe my wife.
Yeah, we can describe her and also we can describe your heart as a person.
Ah, well, that's very kind. Thank you.
Okay, the way to say pretty in Chinese, 漂亮.
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 Yeah, only two words, both are fourth toned. 漂.
漂.
漂 is the first word. At the beginning, that means to float, to drift.
Mm.
And then over time, the character has evolved into something means elegant or polished.
Oh.
漂.
漂.
Yep. And 亮, the second word is the fourth tone. 亮.
亮.
亮 means bright light. Bright or light or bright light. 漂亮.
漂亮.
Yeah, so 漂亮 together, that means pretty.
Wow, pretty. So it has a kind of a sense of an elegant,
yep.
Shining, glowing.
Polished.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Oh, good.
So we use 漂亮 often to describe, for example, this girl is very pretty. Or we describe, oh, your handwriting is very pretty.
Mm.
So we say, 你好漂亮 is the way to praise people. You are so beautiful. You are so pretty. 你好漂亮.
你好漂亮.
Yeah, and if I say 我不漂亮, that means I'm not that pretty. 我不漂亮.
我不漂亮.
我不漂亮. 我 is I, 不 is no. 漂亮. 我不漂亮.
我不漂亮. Now is that,
yeah.
Is that a classic kind of Chinese style humble response? For example, if I said to you, 你好漂亮,
mm-hmm.
would a natural response be, 我不漂亮?
No, they would say 谢谢.
谢谢, oh, okay.
At least that's how I said that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. Chinese people, they tend to be very humble, and then people don't like it when you appear to be full of yourself or arrogant. So normally when people say, oh, you are so smart, you are so beautiful, you are so successful, people would say, 哪里哪里, that means where, that, literally. But it means, that, oh, actually, no, I'm actually okay. I'm just ordinary person. So instead of saying 谢谢, that means, yes, I'm so beautiful and successful and so amazing, they say 哪里哪里.
哪里哪里.
Yeah, and then that's the time. After saying 哪里哪里, that's the time to praise the other person. 你才漂亮. You are the beautiful one. You are the pretty one.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah. 你 is you. 才, here is just the expression. You are the one who is beautiful. You're the one. 你才漂亮. So we say, 漂亮 is a way to describe something really polished, shining and beautiful. It's slightly different from 好美. If you remember, we taught 好美.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, 好美, that means so beautiful. That is more for describing something with a long-lasting beauty.
Okay.
And 漂亮 is more like a transcendent type of beauty.
Okay. So, in terms of objects,
mm-hmm.
could you give an example of what would be more suitable for example, a painting? Would it be more common to say 好美 or to say 漂亮?
Beautiful painting, I would say 好美.
Okay.
Yeah, because I believe that is something which will last for a long time, moving people's hearts and moving people's emotion as a piece of artwork. And then we rarely describe an old lady 漂亮 because we would describe her 好美.
好美.
Because we would believe that her beauty is the inner, shiny, long-lasting beauty.
Okay.
To go with the age. So we say 好美. And then, but when we say the scenery,
yep.
We can say both 好美 or 漂亮. Sometimes it's interchangeable, sometimes it's sort of more suitable to use different words.
So would it be true then that 漂亮 is more like in the moment?
Yeah, it is.
So you could describe a scene where the sun is just setting and the light's just right and the sea is glistening and you say 好漂亮.
Yes, you can say that.
But at the same time, that particular view could be 好美 all the time as well.
Yeah, and also sometimes when you describe someone has a very sophisticated skill in handling situation, like corporate crisis, boardroom politics, and they can handle something with a high EQ and highly strategic views and very smooth in getting things done nicely, elegantly, we can say their method 好漂亮.
Okay.
The way they handle it is 好漂亮. We can say that's 好漂亮. And if someone who mishandles things, we can also say, oh, that is not pretty.
Okay.
So we say 不漂亮.
不漂亮.
Yeah, so it means, oh, something goes ugly. Oh, not really ugly in the appearance, but some situation goes ugly. In English, you say the same thing.
Yeah.
So in this case, we say 不漂亮.
不漂亮.
Yep. And we describe someone, could be girl, could be boys, but tend to be a lot of girls. They would like to make an effort to look pretty. So we say 爱漂亮.
爱漂亮.
Yeah, 爱漂亮. So if you have a female friend and she spent a lot of time in front of the mirror dressing up, doing very long, like 1 hour makeup and 1 hour in hair, and then to have the matching handbag and shoes and dress and everything, say we know her personality, 是爱漂亮, 她爱漂亮.
她爱漂亮.
Yeah, so I can ask you, 你爱漂亮吗? Do you like to dress up nicely? 你爱漂亮吗?
我不爱漂亮.
你不爱漂亮, but 你很漂亮.
谢谢, 哪里, 哪里?
Okay, 你爱漂亮吗? That means, do you like to dress up nicely?
Mm.
And I can say, 我不爱漂亮. That means I may be quite scruffy, and then I don't really care about my appearance.
Yeah.
说我不爱漂亮.
我不爱漂亮.
Yep. So now we learn how to praise girls. When you go to a party, and probably not now, a couple of years ago before you got married, you go to a party, or when you first met your wife, you just go forward and then say, hey, 小姐,你好漂亮. 小姐 is miss. 你好漂亮. You are so pretty. And it works. It works, I promise you. But just make sure you say it in a sincere way.
Right.
Yeah, otherwise people will take it wrongly that you are flirting. And if you go there, just say it from your heart, 你好漂亮.
你好漂亮.
Yeah, then that's very convincing. Thank you so much. Right, that's a very useful pickup line. Instead of asking about someone's grammar, say 你好漂亮 always works. Okay, thank you, Josh, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today we talk about pretty, 漂亮. Very pretty, 好漂亮. Not pretty, 不漂亮. Someone who likes to look attractive, 爱漂亮. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, 再见, Josh.
再见, 乔兰.